Asher Kohen Eved Kohen Rabbi. Whatever the Eved owns, Mistama belongs to the Master. Therefore, we don't know who it belongs to now. The Eved died. You have to return it back to the Master. The Chiddush here, even if later on the Master freed him, and then the Eved died, still you have to return it back to the Master. But since at the time when he gave it to the Mekodah and he was an Eved, and Tam Avodim Agavodimim, therefore we say, you have to give it back to the Master. So the Yemei Shach L'Rabbi, Kivu Min HaKotan, what's going to be if you did accept the Mekodah from a Kotan? Yasalai Segula, his soul sold on to it. Zivam says, Lo Yasalai, don't return it to him. For any of the Elishma, he doesn't have to watch it. Kushamashka Libud Zomi, if you give it back to him, like you're throwing it to waste. Then what do you have to do? You have to make a school and make a trust for him. And when he comes older, then you give it back to him. The mace of the kid dies, you have to give it back to his Yorshim. The Hulu in all these cases, Shomru Bishashmi Soson, Shaflehim, and all these cases, right before the Eva dies, right before the Isha dies, she says Ishno does not belong to my husband, but it belongs to somebody else. Shaflehim Yasa Kipurushim. Then you have to do the way she explains it. Now, whatever she said belongs, We believe her, and you have to return to that person. The in love, yasa pirush the perushim. And if we don't know, then you have to explain yourself what she meant. As Rama explains, it means to say, the in love, klema v'im le mehemen luhu nifkad, sha'at p'tod n'shleish aplenihu, ela shabaylam shlehemu, mitev bushe in the rights and lame shu shabaylam, so as chazak kazlonim and gnovim, yasa nifka perish akha, the perushay. Let's say she said that this thing belonged to somebody else. And we know for sure it doesn't belong to that person. Then we have right to say that it must probably really belong to a husband. And she stole it from a husband. So she's embarrassed to say it belongs to my husband. That's why she's saying it belongs to somebody else. Then we don't give it back to that person, but if in such a case, we give it back to the husband.
You hold enough noon days of an aleph. You can less shallow words. You must kibble min ha cotton, yasala skula. If you make money for a cotton, or you make a picotton. If a cotton gives you a picotton to watch, the locker is yasala skula. In the meantime, like hold on to it and put it into trust for him, he should get the gain on the deal. The innate, let's say the cotton dies, locher is yasal yoshim. Give it back his yoshim, whoever yoshim takes over the cotton. Now, so that was the locher price we had before, that in the lechatchilu, you're not supposed to be mekabel tikodon from an isha, or from an eved, or from tinaikas, but if you did receive it from them, then you're supposed to give it back. V'chulon sha'omru b'shas misosan. All of these cases that they said b'shas misa, shel ploinihain, that they belong to somebody else. Like this we say, if you take a picotin from an isha, the locha is, you're supposed to give it back to her. Let's say she's mace, then you're supposed to give it back to her husband. What's going to be if right before she's mace, the isha says, you know, the picotin that I gave you to hold on to does not belong to my husband, but it belongs to somebody else. So we listen to her, and we give it to the person she said. That's the talocha of v'chulon and shamru b'shas misosan. Any one of these cases, the Bishas, right before they die, they tell us from whom they took this because and who to really give it back to. So we believe them. Yasa Kipurish, we're supposed to do the way they tell us. The Imlav, we said, Rashbam says, let's say we know for sure that the person that she says it belongs to, it does not really belong to them. That she has a diamond ring and it says it belongs to some old, poor almana, that we know for sure she does not own it. Then the locker is, Yaseh Tirish Leperushon. We have a right to make an explanation for what she's saying, and we give it back to the husband. Like we say, she's embarrassed to say she took it from her husband, and then we give it back to the husband. But if she says it belongs to somebody that's really true, that we could understand that, then we give it to that person. But she somehow makes up a story that we're not sure that it's not true, then we say she's only doing what she's embarrassed to say, like she stole it from her husband, but really it belongs to the husband, we make a pirush, the pirushon, and we give it back to her husband. Today, suho, the Rabba Bar Bachono, the wife of Rabba Bar Bachono, ki koshokho, right before she died, almost she said, hani kipi, this type of jewelry, this earring she had, the marso, it belongs to a lady called Marso. Rashi says, shem chochom, was the name of a Chacham, Ochid Shor Abichia, the brother of Abichia. Because other more Sanhedrin, Marsa, the Avoy, the Chon of Abichia, they're all brothers. So she said, you should know this keeper, the jewelry, belongs to the Marsa of Bnei Brato, and to the sons of the daughter of Marsa. Hashem says, Shor Marsa means the Shor Bnei Beisai, their children. That's who the jewelry belongs to. That's what she said. And she gave the jewelry to somebody watch for her. And now, right before she died, she said it belongs to these people. Is also Lekaimei the Rav. So they came in front of Rav to find out what should they do with the jewelry. Should we give it back to her husband? Or should we give it to these people that she says it belongs to? Omalei, so Rav said back, Imehem nelucho ase kiperusha. If you believe what she's saying, it sounds normal that it could be the jewelry came from these people. It's possible they're rich, that they owned it. So then listen to her. Then you have a right to say she's not lying and give it back to these people. But the imloy, if it's not mistavra at all that it came from these people, they're very poor people. It's not mistavra, she's telling the truth. Then I say, pirush l'perushoi. You have a right to explain it, to say what she means. And ekev li'atzmecho. Hold it for yourself, Rashbam says here. Yeah. I mean, Rashbam before brought down two shotim. Where the needs we're learning before, it means give it back to the husband. That's one shot, the Rashbam says. Another shot is that Asay Pusha means you have a right to say, like, it's not that person. Whose is it? You don't know. So you have a right to hold on to it for yourself. Vikya the army, some say, Hochi Omalei. This is what Rav answered back, whoever, the person that was holding this Pekodin. Iyamida Lecho Asay Kipurusha. If these people that she says belongs to are rich, there is that Shchiach, they owned it, give it back to them. The Yimloi, but if those people are poor, they're not rich. So it's Mistar with this jewelry does not belong to them. Then the Loch is, I say, Pirish the Perushoi. We have right to make a Pirish for what she's saying, and we give it to somebody else. Either we give it to the husband, or else he himself, the person himself, has the right to keep it. That's what Tom says. Yeah, Midalucha means, Oysam Shia Merish Shem Shalhem. The people that this lady, right before she dies, says it belongs to, if they're rich people, ruimly pocket, keep of a shach faithim asake rushay, listen to her and give it back. But if not, then we have a right to say either you keep it or give it back to the husband. Then the Mishnah says, Min hakotan yasalai skula. Not the Mishnah. It's the Braisa. Braisa again today, the Kabbalah Pikdonis of Nashalam and Avodalam and Eknoikis. The Chibu, you don't take a Pikodan from a Tinnik. But if you did take it, then the Lachar is, you're supposed to make a skula. Put it, invest it for the kid, that eventually when it comes an older person, he'll have revenue, he'll have gain from it. So Mar says, my segula, what is the treasury, what are you supposed to do for him? Rav Chizdu Roma Sefer Torah. Why is Sefer Torah? So Rashbam explains, Sefer Torah, Lilmoid Lucho, Lilmoid Boy, she's learning it. Harei Peres VeKaren Kayim. He'll have the best Peres in the world, he'll have Tchar of Limit HaTorah, and the Karen is Kayim. So that's the best thing to buy a kid. The best thing to buy a kid is to buy him a sefer. Rabba bar bar hunigomar dikla, buy him a palm tree, dikla, the yochla minay tamri, he'll be able to eat dates. That's also the keren will be kayim, and he'll have from it peris. Rashbam says, the yochla minay, hakoten tamri, the kotem will eat the dates. The yakeren kayim. Abu b'yitzkaloi, but don't put his money into business. Like you know, in business sometimes you can lose all your money. Therefore, if it's the kid's money, as Rachman from the kid, don't put his money into business. Rather, put his money into buying the Sefer Torah. Then for sure it'll be okay. He'll have two things. He'll have the Karen. He'll have the big, best Paris in the world. He'll have the Paris of learning Torah. Right. Oh, Marav Yosef. Afiluch. No, then it's right. V'loy Lav is back to Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, V'loy Liyav V'nichse Haben. For Loyla Ben Benichsayav, of a father's making a chazokah living on his son's property for 3 years, and then he tainis that he bought it off his son, we did not leave the father without a shtar, we did not leave the father, there's no chazokah of father to his son, and the same with the opposite. For Loyla Ben Benichsayav, if the son is living in his father's property for 3 years already, and then he says he bought it, even though the father was not meicha, we say he was not meicha because he's not makbid if the son lives there, but not because he really sold it. So there's no raya of a chazokah, a son to a father, father to a son. Omar Rabbi Yosef said, you should know, afilu cholkoi, even though they divided the two, the father and the son. Afilu cholkoi, Rashbam says, it means, nispar du avi aben, they separated like, shein aben, son of hashulchan of it. the son moved out of his father's house. He's not relying on the father's table. The son has no benefits from his father's property. That's the Kiddush. Even so, even though the son moved out of his father's property and lived someplace else, and has his own panosa, still, ain machzikin zel zeh. And the reason is, the loikafia dodi, that a father to a son to a father, are not machzid. They love one another. You want to stay in my property, gezunt, hey, stay there, I won't throw you out, I'm not going to make a mechor. There's no rayat chazak on the fact the father is living in his son, or the son's living in his father's property. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Afilu choku. Rav amano, choku loi, no. The Mishnah is only talking about kol zman, the son is soinach al shulchan aviv. But if they made a chalukah, they separated, the son moved out, and then they're not relying on one another, then there is akpada. Then you don't let your son stay in your property. Therefore, if the son is in your property, we say he has a raya of a chazaka. That's what Rav says. Omar Rav Yirmiyah midiftei, Ovid Rav Papi, Uvda, he did it in a case like this, where there's a father making a chazaka in his son's property, that cholkoi, ovdoi, cholkoi, va uvda, cholkoi, loi, kirava. He said cholkoi also. He made cholkoi is a different halacha, but cholkoi there is a chazaka. He did like Rava to say, in a case where the son separated from his father, then the loch is, there is a chazaka. Then there's akpoda, and if one of them is living on the field for 3 years, we say there's a chazaka. Oma Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Ishtoye li Rav Chia Mehormis, Chia Mehormis spoke to me and told me, that Adashir, the Ishtoye li Rav Achra by Yaakov, Mishmed Rav Nachman by Yaakov, that Cholkolai, he also told me the same thing. That chok, in a case where the father and son separated, then we do not have the halach of the Mishnah, but rather then there is a raya of chazaka. Then, if the son or the father makes chazakas, there is a chazaka. The ilkhasor, that's not the halach, that chok aloy. That's the halach, that in a case where they separated, then there is the proof of chazaka. If the father is on the property for 3 years, and in the son's property, the son should have been meicha. If he's not meicha, we say it's the proof. He sold it to his father, or the other way. Since they're not relying one on another, minastam there is akpoda, you do not let your father come and stay in your property for 3 years, there's a time that the son should have made a machol. Gemara says, Tanyinam Yachav, we learn like this also, that the ben shel cholkoi, a son that's separated from his father, he moved out of the house, he's not relying on his father anymore, or else the ishtoi shenis garsha, a wife that already receives a get, the avalach like anybody else, that the wife said, they go down, she goes down to her ex-husband's property, and she lives there for 3 years, and then she claims that she bought it off her ex-husband, and the husband did not make a machor in between, she has a raya of chazaka. There is a raya cheskas gimel shonim in these two cases. A ben that does not rely on his father anymore, and an isha that receives a gift. And the chazam would take a paskin like Rav. It will not like this. Echad min ha'achin, one of a few brothers, shayu noisei v'noisei m'tech ha'bayis. He was like in the lavdak of the oldest one, but he was the one that took care of the affairs of the house. He did the business for the house. Noisei v'noisei, he helped out the rest of the family. He did the business for the family. Shram says, Echad min ha'achin means, k'goyin godol achin, the oldest brother. After the father died, so now he took over, he managed the affairs of the mishpacha. For hoyu oinois ushtarois yoitzen ashmoi. Now there are shtarois and oinois. Rashi's oinois means shtar and mechirois. A shtar that he bought something. Loshen koichi vreshes oini. Ushtarois shalavo, or else he has shtarois that he borrowed money. Or that he lent money. So he has a shtar saying that he bought something, and he has a shtar saying somebody owes him money. The Omar Shalihem, and he says it belongs to me. Shenosulim mi beis avi imo. That I felt to me Tarash Yerusha. So Rashbam says, Yoitzin al Shemoi, Shevishmoi nichtabu, Shulok ak ilva. That he's the one that lent the money, and if he has the right to collect the money, and he's the one that bought his property. And he says, Shalihem, V'yein liyacha chelik ben, my brothers have no portion of this property. Shenosulim hamamunois, Shalvisa Knisi Bakakoya Kalolu, they saw Ima. Vienatem Yoshimi, like he had a different mother, truly had the same father, but he had a different mother, and he received money from his mother. that his other brothers from the father have no shaykhus, his first mother. Therefore, it's his own money, and with that money he went and bought property, he went and lent money, and now he has a right to collect it, and he's claiming that money belongs to me. That's not the money that I use from the mishpacha. It does not belong to my brothers. It's my own private money. Shall we believe him or not? Amar Rav, Rav says, all of love Raya. No, Minastam, we do not believe him. If he has a shtar that he bought property, Minastam, we say the money he spent was the Mishpacha's money. If he lent somebody money, Mistam was the Mishpacha's money. He is the older brother. He was taking care of the money in the house. So he did business deals with the money of the Mishpacha. So if he wants to claim that it was his own private money, it's all of love Raya. He has to bring a proof. And because the money can't bring a proof, the other brothers have a right to collect the money or to get an equal share to say it's the Mishpacha's money. That's what Rav holds. All of Lavi Raya, he himself has to bring the proof. Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Alo Achin Lavi Raya, Shmuel says no. We believe the brother, the oldest brother, he has the right to save his own private money. If the other brothers want to claim it, they have to bring the proof. Now, Amar Shmuel said, that Moideli Abba, my father, agrees to me, Shemes, let's say this older brother dies, then Alo Achim, Lovi Raya, then the brothers have to bring a proof. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel says, Tamazoy Talachim Lovi Raya. But Shmuel said, Moideli Abba means, Abba here means the Chur Rav. Rashi says, Yekach, Abba here means a Rav. Kach Ho Yishmoy, the Korah of the Shkiz of Tomorrow calls him the Shkiz of Kulin. But Kitsa Shmuel said to Rav, like, agree to me at least, Shemes, so let's say this older brother dies, Alo Achim Lavi Raya, that the other brothers want to claim it, they have to bring the proof. Even though Rav says no, this brother has to bring the proof, but Shemes, if he dies, then it's different. Like Rashbam says, Shemes, V'yesh Loi Bonin, and that oldest son has children. V'yosha T'yashnin, and Alo Achim Lavi Raya, since his own children, the Yorshim, cannot bring any proof, and they don't know anything, therefore it's for us to say that we should leave the money to Cheskas, their father, and if the other brothers want to claim it, they should have to bring the proof. It's enough that you say, Kozman, he's alive, he has to prove it, like he should take care of his own affairs, he should have to prove it. But that's only Kozman, the older brother's alive. But once the older brother dies, then for sure there's a svara, his children should yashin him. And if the other brothers want to claim it, they have to bring the proof. Maskev lo, popo, popo, yes, the question, klum, tainina lo liyasmi, midid lo toyin lo avuon. Is there any cloud that we tainya for you saying something that the father himself would not tainya? Ram says, betimiya. Ilu hoya vim kayam, hayinu marzikin amom biyad achim. If the older brother would still be alive now, the din is, according to Rav, that the money goes to the other brothers. Their mishpacha is a mishpacha. Ashiyobi Raya Shemesh Shalhem, until the oldest brother can bring a proof that his own private money. So the question is, now that he died, so what? Well, if he Shemesh Yofa Kaychesh Yisraelim, do we make now that his children are bigger Kaychesh than he himself? That we never say. The cloud is,